trying to figure out the visual of you working in a disco in Montana.
There it is. Yep. The
and
dungeon.
I'm assuming they served Mountain Dew wine there.
they served all kinds of things, Casey. And yeah, Mountain Dew wine was on the drink menu, and a lot of lip sync.
A lot of lip sync.
Yeah, I know. That back in the big old days, right there.
Well, you know, it's not a Disco Montana, but there are lots of different cool things going on in Emporia right now. This Saturday, we launched the Shop Hop, and we still have some businesses that have those little scratch-off tickets that you can use for discounts at local businesses and then drop those off at the Emporia Main Street office for drawings. They'll also have drawings in the different participating businesses. So you can go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out Shop Hop information. That goes through May 4th. And then on May 4th, all the things are happening all at once. We have Cinco de Mayo with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, which is a great fundraiser that helps send local kids to college, many of them going to Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College. There's the Dynamic Disc Open Block Party, so we're excited for the DDO to get cranked up this year. The Grind will also be occurring, so lots of people trying to get their legs underneath them prior to Unbound Gravel activities. So come down, invite your friends. It should be a blast all day long in downtown Emporia on May 4th. We were notified late last week and then confirmed this week that the governor will be in town to visit to discuss Medicare or Medicaid expansion. She will host a event at the Granada Theater for the public to discuss small business support, Medicare, Medicaid expansion that will occur about 11:40-ish on Thursday. If you're interested in attending, you can email me your RSVP at director@EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we'll get you on that RSVP list. We also will announce later in today a new grant opportunity for those people engaged in upper story redevelopment. The Department of Commerce has released information on their new rooms grant. So in our newsletter today, you can check out that $50,000 matching grant for upper story redevelopment. There's all sorts of other upcoming events and activities coming up downtown with the Flatland Cruisers Car Show, and I know Emporia State University is working hard on the Division II national track meet, and then that all kind of culminates with Unbound Gravel, which will have the finish line party through Emporia Main Street on June 1st. But we know that there's a bunch of questions about that. Be looking for Ask Me Anythings that we'll be working with the folks at Lifetime and Unbound Gravel coming up soon to talk about all the different changes this year and how folks can get involved with the big race events.
Yeah, my goodness. And, yeah, we got the Kansas Shrine Bowl coming, too.
Later.
Before the summertime is over with, so that will mean activities. They have a big parade annually, you know, with that Shrine Bowl. Well, hey, how did we finish up with Best Main Street in the Nation through USA Today?
We were number two, and
good job.
I really appreciate everybody voting, and it was kind of cool to see those top five. We were basically competing in Detroit, Salt Lake, Orlando, and Portland. So I think we did okay.
I'd say so. Yeah.
And it's cool to see that top ten, all the different PR that comes out, and all the different interest that has picked up since then in development and business opportunities. So we appreciate everybody continuing to invest and advocate for downtown and Main Street in general. And we look forward to competing again and maybe kicking Detroit's butt down the road.
That's a nice finish right there. Number two, as Casey mentioned, concerning who we were competing against. Obviously, market size wise, we can't compare with that. But a great showing once again by Emporia and Emporia Main Street. And be on the lookout. We are going to be. Looks like publishing Beyond the Banners 2, Casey, coming up here this fall.
We are, and we're really excited about some of the different story opportunities. I know we're getting information out for those that are looking at advertising in that publication, and we're looking forward to folks getting involved, and we're looking forward to giving back to different veterans initiatives. It's a great program, and we're thankful for KVOE and IM Design Group and all their help with that activity.
All right, Casey, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us on this Wednesday morning. And as Chuck alluded to in his newscast, don't forget big doings on the campus of Emporia State today. The Nursing and Student Wellness Center groundbreaking will be happening at 11 a.m., and the dirt will be turned, Chuck.
Yes, it will.
And then it will be fast-tracked.
Mm-hmm. This is, seriously, it's, I think, a better than 30,000-square-foot facility that's going to be built between now and August of 2025, and basically two different rounds of student opportunities that'll be coming in, but it'll have the nursing side. That simulation hospital suite sounds to be super cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that when that's all built out, and then the student wellness side, the dedicated student success areas. Emporia State really putting its big foot forward on this, and this is super cool. We'll have Shane Shively joining us around 8:10, 8:15 this morning to talk about this in more detail.
Yeah, a little bit of preview, but going to be 11 o'clock this morning on the campus of Emporia State, and I understand that Senator Jeff Longbine will be there speaking today.
Mm-hmm.
I bring and also, that up because make sure you wish him a happy birthday today.
Ha, okay? There you go. Well, you can also say hi to Mark Schreiber, but you don't need to wish him a happy birthday.
All right, 6:54, 50 degrees. There's the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizen State Bank, now with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. And let's head to William Allen White School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
For Wednesday the 24th, we're having corn dog or chicken fried steak, dinner roll, corn, pepper strips, crystal apples. For breakfast, we're having sausage biscuit, fruit juice, milk. My name is Neymar Nunez, and I'm from William Allen White.
Thank you very much. Nicely done. School lunch menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Spring is a great time to reassess your sleep routine, and what better way than with a new mattress? Stop by today for Keon Showcase Spring Black Friday Sale. Save big on all mattresses, like the Sherwood Starbright Pillow Top Queen, only $298. Get 12 months financing on mattresses in all countries.